team will leave the D&M Leasing CCOI 7 rink with no grooming issues whatsoever. And we aren't talking about the girl goalies. Losing team gets their head shaved this Monday night at the AAC from Ramey King Insurance and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
This advisory, be by the channel tomorrow when we're going to be auctioning off a pair of glass seats front row for the D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on I-7. Be by the channel tomorrow. We'll be auctioning those off, and that will be big fun for all of us. Well, right now it is time to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. At the American Airlines Center on the 2nd of April, Prince.
It's Friday night.
Yes.
Be a great Friday night date for some of you guys out there.
Certainly would, to see Prince at the AAC. Then on the 3rd and 4th, Jerry Seinfeld will be at the Fair Park Music Hall. That's bound to make you split your britches. Then the Rangers opening day, that day where everybody turns into a baseball fan, is April 9th. Texas Tickets has great seats for all of those events, plus any and all Stars and Mavericks contests. They can hook you up with great seats for those as well. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who did his own thing at lunch today. Here is Cobra.
We have ourselves a full-fledged rock and roll tour, perhaps coming to town this summer.
Do we?
From a rock band who needs to give it up, God. Van Halen is set to reconvene and tour.
I didn't think Eddie Van Halen had a tongue.
Well, he doesn't need a tongue, does he?
He just needs his fingers.
Yeah. To play his axe.
Isn't he part of the harmony?
I think that's more of...
Michael Anthony.
Yeah. Michael Anthony.
Well, what singer?
Van Halen has not announced who their lead singer will be on the tour.
If it's David Lee Roth, I'll go.
Nothing has been confirmed, but all speculation points to...
Stuart Peter.
Sammy Hagar.
Boy, hang on. How funny would that be? You got Michael Anthony out just banging his Jack Daniels bass, Eddie with his striped guitar, Alex back there doing a big drum solo, and out walks Stuart Cedar in his golf shirt in his hand.
Michigan hat.
Right. Okay.
God, Hagar hadn't been in that band since 96.
Really? Has it been that long?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I paid any attention to him at all when he was with the band, but...
Why? They did their best stuff with him.
You know what? You're the only human in America who thinks that. You're the only one.
Hey, they were good.
I don't think so.
Hey, they were good with Sammy Hagar. But I personally like them better with David Lee Roth.
Van Halen 1 and 2 and Diver Down and...
Women and Children First.
Fair Warning.
Fair warning.
That's just some good rock and roll, man.
It was rock and roll.
Yeah, and that's...
What Sammy Hagar did wasn't... It was good, too.
Basically, he did to Van Halen what Getting Off Dope did to Aerosmith. Turned him into generic hit makers. Not interested, Mike.
And then you had, you know, Alex Van Halen and Eddie Van Halen and Michael Anthony doing I Can't Drive 55 for 4 hours.
No, you didn't.
And Three Lock Box.
Nothing wrong with Three Lock Box. That's not a bad song. I Can't Drive 55. That's a bullet in the brain.
You know what?
And it's your theme song.
Yeah, it is.
Free bass.
This.
Quit calling me Free Bass.
Free Bass. This may be.
Quit calling me. I love doing dope.
Oh well, Free Bass has admitted it again. This may make my list of top five worst songs ever.
You know what? It may make mine, too. I hate this song.
God, what a kick
but
to the
crotch. But Three Lock Box is not that bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's really solid rock and roll. Why do you like him?
I think they did their best stuff with him.
Like what? What name
again,
a song?
But then again, you think Aerosmith did their best stuff. That's right. I think they're doing their best stuff right now.
Wrong. What? Oh, my God.
This is not bad. I'll defend this.
No.
I'll defend this.
Mike, defend this?
No.
No, this is all.
Oh, yeah. Come on, girl. I'll defend this. This is not bad.
Boy, this is the epitome of come on, girls. This whole his whole attitude is
so come on,
come
girl.
Come on, girl. Wow. And all the peroxide, nearly fat women in the crowd, like, flashing him and stuff. Big,
veiny boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big vanilla wafer nips.
This is not that bad.
No, that's abrasive.
It is. He just reeks of this trash. Just make it go away, psycho. God.
Oh, no, that's abrasive.
What else do we have by Sam Hagar?
Heavy metal.
That's not bad either.
Find some Van Halen with Sammy Hagar.
Okay, I like one song from them, but I don't remember what it is. What do you like? You haven't named one song you like. You don't even know any.
Pound Cake?
No, not really.
No,
that's
you don't know any songs.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no, you don't.
All right, Right Now, I like that.
What?
Right now. Yeah, I like that.
Wait a minute, right at this moment, you like what?
No, I don't like that. Yeah, I like
that's not
that.
Bad.
Best of both worlds.
Hey, none of those are bad. I mean, I like Dreams. That's pretty good.
Are you on the air, Kevin?
Cabo Wabo?
I don't know if I've heard that. I've been to that club.
It's an Insta classic. I'm sure you'd love it.
Hey, if David Lee Roth is there,
I'll just go to see it for the freak show factor.
Is this
Dreams? You know his wheels
yeah,
are
no,
off.
This is, who? This is Right Now.
David Lee Roth. His wheels are way off.
They might not be off if he's with this band again.
He can't scream anymore.
No?
And he's fat.
His voice isn't allowed to do it. Yeah, and he tries to do those kicks. Remember?
See, I saw him.
You've seen him since anybody.
Yeah, I saw him when he was with Bad Company about 3 years ago.
Did he try to do the splits and get a hernia?
It was not good. It was not. But he wasn't. He was doing all of his solo stuff and all of his
just
new
the gigolo
stuff.
And all that.
Yeah,
crap.
California Girls.
Oh dear.
What is this?
I don't know.
Is this Pound Cake?
I don't know. What is this?
Didn't he lose a testicle when you saw him? Like a ball fell out.
I don't remember that.
Well,
I think I would.
That's abrasive.
I saw him like in 1980, before they really, really hit it big. I saw him in a Texas. I saw him in a Texas jam.
Were they great?
They were phenomenal.
Man, I would have loved to have seen that because they, man, those.
Did you
albums,
see them in the Texas jam runs when
no,
they were there?
I've never seen them.
Oh my God, they were great.
Well, you may be able to see him with Sam Hagar.
No, I won't go see him if he's there.
Aretha Franklin checked herself out of Detroit's Sinai Grace Hospital yesterday, 5 days after being admitted in for an allergic reaction.
That's abrasive.
To honey ham.
That's not true. Show the Queen of Soul a little respect, would you please?
She says, hallelujah and glory to God.
And today's her birthday.
I'm going to be taking it real easy today on my birthday.
I'm just going to eat one ham.
I have special dishes that will be cooked and prepared for me. That's a quote.
Let me see that.
I don't believe that.
Look, I have special dishes that will be cooked and prepared for me.
All right.
Including an entire puma. A butter keg.
A what?
What's a butter keg?
A keg of butter.
Yeah. A sugar barrel. And a scoreboard.
Show her a little respect. She has earned that.
No,
she's
she
the
has.
Queen of, she's the queen of soul.
She was allergic to penicillin.
Scoreboard.
She says it was an allergic reaction to some antibiotics that she took before, and it gave
that
her.
That is some nasty. I had a buddy of mine that was allergic to penicillin, and he got hurt and went to the hospital, and they just gave it to him. He didn't tell him. And, man, that is some nasty stuff. If you're allergic to penicillin, that is ridiculous.
Can you imagine the nurse who had to lift up those bosoms to, like, scrape the
cheese?
Yeah.
Why would you have to do that?
The famunda off her rash.
You don't have, really have a rash.
And you know scoreboard was just default because he looked out there over the field, couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah,
scoreboard.
It was real big.
It was either going to be scoreboard or Southwest Airlines.
Do you think she has a scrubber?
Like the DJ?
Yeah, that washes her, that lifts up each teat.
A teat scrubber?
Yeah, and scrubs underneath there.
No, I don't.
Think she does it herself?
Yeah.
You think she uses the Mighty Joe Young method of a broom handle and a rag tied around the end and just kind of washes her back that way and her butt?
I'm not participating in this because I like Aretha Franklin, and I don't think it's fair that we get on here and make fun of her like you're doing.
I'm with Greg.
No, you're not. You're not at all. And neither are you, Mike.
I'm neutral.
It seems that Britney Spears has hooked up with Colin Farrell again. That guy bangs.
Well, he's knocking it off.
Everybody. And he's a little bitty dude. Tiny little man.
Well, he's a Hollywood actor. They're all 4'1".
She was shooting a video, and they said anytime that she wasn't out shooting her video, she was in the Beverly Hills hotel room with Colin. Nookie.
Wonder what they were doing in there.
I don't know, Greg.
I'm sure they weren't doing a Bible study.
Well, they might have been in there like Bob and Dan. They might have had their missile commander helmets on.
There was some missile command going on. And some helmets.
High five.
So, yeah.
That is the gayest looking thing I've ever seen.
What?
You two idiots, imbeciles over there high-fiving.
Never. Richard Simmons slapped a man on an airplane.
Well, I bet that was gay looking.
The man saw Richard Simmons on his flight, stood up and said, "Hey, everybody, it's Richard Simmons. Let's drop our bags and rock to the 50s.
That sounds like a spring break prank.
And he slapped him for that?
Simmons took offense to the comment and, quote, slapped the man.
Did it say how big the guy was?
6'1", Harley Davidson salesman, and cage wrestler. He wasn't injured, but he told police he wanted to press charges against the 5'7", 155-pound, 55-year-old.
Bit. I smell bit.
Ouch! Despite receiving a personal apology from Simmons.
This reeks of a bit.
Why?
Publicity stunt.
For Richard Simmons?
Anytime you involve...
Believe me.
That guy...
He doesn't need a publicity stunt. That guy is so rich.
Anytime you involve a wrestler...
What do you think? 100, 200 million?
He's worth a minimum of $100 million. Minimum.
Because all those old women bought into that stuff.
Absolutely.
I think he sold more videos than anybody in history.
No, I think Jane Fonda.
I think he has since outsold her.
Wow.
He is worth so much money. And he wears those little tiny red striped shorts.
That's
and those
bit,
tank
man.
Top.
And getting some of those.
That big giant afro.
That's
was your
bit.
Afro like his, Runs?
Yeah, probably.
Trudy Styler, who is Sting's wife, said in an interview.
Nothing. You've seen the picture. Why'd you even ask me that for? You've seen the pictures.
I'm not defensive about it.
Yeah, you are.
No,
are you proud of it?
I've seen the one picture of you in the.
That's back.
I've seen the one picture of you
in the fright wig.
In your zoo days, were you in front of the microphone? I've never seen any other picture
with you wearing the white tuxedo. And you have the mustache.
No. You're wearing the little
jacket
and the white
pinched or the white skinny tie.
Yeah,
you had your Miami Vice outfit.
But that wasn't a big afro. But you're always talking about that you had the Jeff Lynne afro, and I just wanted to ask you. I didn't mean to offend you.
Are you not proud of it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not ashamed of it or anything.
Well, you realize you were way more useful back then than you are now.
Well, yeah, I know.
I guarantee you, when I was growing up, I would have given anything to have a white man afro.
Can you imagine him with an afro?
Well, he got a perm.
Yeah, I did have a perm. Oh, yeah.
What year was that?
Probably 80, 81.
All right, if you'll bring pictures of that, I'll bring some more pictures of those days for you.
You don't think that I look at this every day and think, man.
Look how useful he is.
I've got a question for you.
We're going to
Why are you carrying around
photo?
Your passport?
Anytime I travel, got a passport.
Why?
Just in case.
You never know when you're going to go to Mexico.
How close are we to Mexico right now?
Well, why do you don't need one to get into Mexico. You need a driver's license.
What if we go to Canada?
You don't need one to get into Canada.
Oh.
What if we go to Vegas?
There you go.
That's in the continental United States.
Look how useful he is.
So useful. So useful. And so Johnny Cayman. Boy, isn't that great? Isn't that great to be one of the proud, the few, when you have a passport and you look up there and it says USA?
Yeah.
That means you are a citizen of the United States of America.
Do the Trudy Styler story.
We got to go.
During an interview, she talked about her and Sting and how they are swingers. She says, yes, we are still swinging big time. Swinging is like wife swapping. Of course we do it. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? We're European. We do all that stuff here. We have a lot more fun than you guys do. I don't get jealous about his other women. He likes to go to these clubs where they all get naked. I just sort of hang out and talk to him.
Yeah.
I've done everything. I've been around the block and then some. We don't want to be legit. That's boring.
You know what? Maybe that's why that they've been married for so long.
I know.
Were you bored that to my wife?
There's something to that.
There's no doubt.
There's something to that. Haven't they been married like 25 years?
Yeah.
There's something to that theory right there.
That you have that emotional bond with whoever you're married to, obviously, and you'll come home and you'll support whatever
but
she does at all
times. But if somebody wants to hit your wife, what's it bother you?
Yeah, it shouldn't. It's not LeVar Arrington.
Unless it's LeVar Arrington.
I'll take anyone can... Well, not anyone.
You better shut up.
Yeah, I better stop. And you're
what?
Not allowed to either.
Why can't I?
I don't want to have any popper-induced threesome with you and my wife.
I'll be gentle.
That's gross.
Come on.
Tell you what,
y'all are out too.
What about me?
No. Yuck.
What about me?
You're out too.
Yes. I think Trudy and Sting are on to something.
I do too. Boy, do I ever.
Spin the hardline wheel when you're about to have sex with your wife.
It goes back to my theory.
Oh, Psycho Dave tonight, honey.
Goes back to my theory. Marriage license should be like driver's license. You have to get them renewed every 5 years.
Oh, boy.
All right, that's E! News for today. Now, coming up next, we're going to tell you about something we saw last night that we're all headed towards eventually. That next here on The Ticket.